Oh, so I've always, but
probably would have left that one at home.
Okay, but I have
the first one was good.
Real sympathy for Collingwood supporters at the moment,
yeah.
And I don't know what has happened here. I'm wrapped because we got Treloar, so we're winners.
But you did win.
So what I gather is they gave away all their players.
Yeah.
They got very little back, and I'm yet to understand why, because the excuses they're coming up with don't make sense to me, Fev.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Boxy. Unless you're in the inner sanctum, I suppose we're never going to know the true story. But like Treloar and his wife have come out and said there's more to the story.
I know, and Treloar's best friend
and
said that.
Treloar, who's been training with his training partner. I think the big thing is that we all thought that's because his wife is a gun netballer. She plays for Australia, represented her country, won a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games. A lot of people have been writing wag, and she's not a wag. She's actually better at sports than him, I reckon. She's got him covered. She's got more on the CV
That was offensive.
Yeah, that Adam's got. But she's moved up to the Gold Coast to play netball.
Yes.
So I think that he may have asked for leniency to go up and see, because he's got a little baby, to see during the week, to fly up and be with her and the bubs. And I think Collingwood said no.
Fair enough.
And then he's sooked up. Well, it's fair enough, but I can see both ends. Like, he wants to see his baby. She's a sports person as well. She's entitled to have her career, and he's entitled to have
his
career.
Somebody's going to have to give up their career. That's what should have happened.
Really? Weigh it up.
Kids come first.
Yeah,
you're
they
never
going
to.
She's taking the kid with her.
Well, I know, but what I mean is that somebody's often making sacrifices in relationships. And, you know, I feel for Adam now, because he's he's not going to see his baby for a lot of the year. The poor, that's a bit sad.
But that's their call. Like,
oh, I agree.
They've decided to do that.
Do what you want.
They're both entitled to do that. But he's a footballer, so he can't travel up during the week.
No.
Because it's not good on your body.
So I don't mind that Collingwood said you can't do that.
Yeah, so I think he may have sooked up a little bit.
Hang on. Say that about a bulldog. He didn't sook up.
No, but this is when he was at Collingwood, he sooked up. Now he's happy because he's at the Bulldogs.
Okay.
But I think that, and then he gets paid a lot of money. So he just signed a 5-year deal last year at Collingwood for 5 years.
What are the figures?
You wrap your head around that?
Yeah, 5 years.
Last year. So
he
still had 4 years left.
I know. I don't know why they didn't just keep him and keep paying him.
Well, now Collingwood have to pay a little bit of his salary while he's playing at the Bulldogs.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they don't have to pay all of it. And I think they've overcapitalized on their players, and the salary cap was about to get breached if they had it kept him, because they've got to sign all their other guns like Degoe, and they signed Grundy for a big deal last year.
Can I ask you a question?
They want more. It's all come down to money.
Can I ask you a question? Despite what they're all coming out and saying, have they made a mistake? Like, inside, in a boardroom, are they going, what happened there? This is a disaster.
Well, as a person who knows sport,
yes,
time will tell. As a person that
you're
doesn't
as bad as them, that's not an answer.
I'm giving you an answer. As a person that doesn't give a crap about Collingwood or sport or footy.
Sport?
That's footy. I don't really give a
crap.
But as in media footy, I don't give a crap.
Oh, okay,
I'm not
right.
in the media footy.
Yeah.
They stuffed up royally.
Yay!
Coming up on Phoebe, Bev and Byron.
I'm about to drop the F-bomb, man.
You should do more of that not caring about media footy. You'd be on every media footy show there is.
Yeah, well, I just don't care. Well, they stuffed up. Buckley stuffed up. Buckley didn't speak to his players. It was bad communication. He'll learn from that.
Because
he's a good man. He'll learn from that. Because they were meant to be best mates. And the other one, Stevenson, we didn't even get to that. They just flicked him. He's a gun. He's 21.
Absolute gun. Should
have come to the Blues. They flicked
What's
him too.
There?
Well, just all
We've
bad.
We've got Eddie on the show tomorrow. Can we ask Eddie?
President of Collingwood's on our show.
President of Collingwood.
Everything I just said, I take back.
I will be
Sir
playing.
Red's on.
I will be playing back what you said to Eddie on the show tomorrow.
In full. 131060, call us up right now if you want to play Are You Smarter Than, by the way. The prize is ridiculous. It's $700 worth of wine.
You're welcome.
$700 worth of Zonzo Estate wine. Call now to play 131060. We will play right after the break.
It's a bit like our situation, Byron. We've overcapitalised, so we've got to go take a little step back and just cash wise.
For the salary cap?
Salary
Does
cap.
Our show have a salary cap?
Who gets to go?
That's what they told me. Oh, mates.
Well,
I don't have a salary cap. I haven't blown the salary cap.
I'd fall well within the salary cap.
you're in. You're breezing.
13, 10, 16.
I was searching.